ear. What words or tone could possibly speak to the sadness and the fury that the people watching would be feeling? The utter frustration at the horrible inevitability of it all. How many similar announcements had he made over the years? A lifetime of police work, and nothing ever changed. This was a brutal murder, a vile and senseless act, and we want to assure the public that we are doing all we can to catch the perpetrator. However, in the meantime, there's a killer on the loose, and while we can't rule out the possibility that Sammy knew her attacker, the current indications are that this was a random assault, a case of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. The Assistant Deputy Commissioner tapped a key on his laptop. The image froze. Matlock had been in the process of drawing breath, but looked as if he was howling, like the figure in Edvard Munch's Scream, except he wasn't that bald and he didn't have his hands over his ears. But he was that appalled, and he was that confused. Funny how the freeze frame seemed to tear away his mask, capturing the fearful anger and agonized impotence he'd been hiding behind his forced tone and official manner. Matlock had felt just like the man in Munch's Scream at that press conference. It was how he felt at all of them. He was only human, after all. Wrong place at the wrong time. The Assistant Deputy Commissioner spoke slowly, coldly. Matlock sensed he was in trouble, although he couldn't think why. Yeah, very sad, sir, Matlock said for want of any other reply. What did you mean?
What did I mean?
Wrong place, wrong time. What did you mean? Matlock felt a little surge of anger. He wanted to say, duh, like his partner Nancy's teenage daughter was always saying to him. He wanted to say that it was bloody obvious what he meant, that this poor woman's space on Earth had been the subject of a cataclysmic random intervention, as if a meteor had fallen on her from the sky, that life was appalling and brutal and completely cosmically unfair, that the grim and terrible truth was it could have happened to any woman, that an innocent life had crossed paths with a wicked and psychotic one. I was emphasizing the random nature of the attack, sir, Matlock replied quietly. I'm pretty certain it's not a domestic. It looks to me like this killer chanced on his victim. 5 minutes either way and it would have been another girl. I think it's important the public's aware of that. That is not what I'm asking, Matlock.
Then I don't know what you are asking, sir.
Really?
Really.
And he really didn't. Matlock had simply no idea where this was going.
Conway Park is a public park, isn't it? The Assistant Deputy Commissioner asked.
Yes.
And as far as I know, there's no curfew in this country.
Curfew? Not that I'd heard.
The Assistant Deputy Commissioner's fragile calm exploded.
Then how the hell do you explain telling the public that this woman was in the wrong place at the wrong time? You massive, massive prat.
Massive prat. Did he really just say that? When had Assistant Deputy Commissioners started talking like school kids?
When Prime Ministers had, Matlock supposed.
Well, he began. As I say, I wasn't speaking literally. I was trying to indicate the random nature of... The Assistant Deputy Commissioner tapped his keyboard again and the silently screaming image of anger and confusion on the screen shuddered back into life, resuming once more the mask of a steady, calm, dependable policeman. Unfortunately, we have to presume that this man may likely strike again. Therefore, I appeal to all women in the area to be extra vigilant. Plan your journey home where possible, avoiding underpopulated areas. Consider travelling in pairs. Another hand tapped the keyboard, one with bright red polished fingernails.
Jesus, Mick, it sounds like you're saying it was her fault.
Oh, fuck. He got it now. It did sound a bit like that. Janine Treadwell was Scotland Yard's senior press and media liaison officer. Mick Matlock was Scotland Yard's senior murder detective. Most of the time, they got on with each other pretty well. This was clearly not one of those times.
Is that really what you think? She asked him.
Yes, the Assistant Deputy Commissioner snapped. Is that who you are?
Look, I just wanted to, but it had clearly been a rhetorical question.
Is it, though?
The Assistant Deputy Commissioner went on, reveling in the opportunity to display his enlightened credentials.
Are you the sort of person who believes that this young woman shouldn't have been in the park at all?
No, I just...
This woman was not responsible for her own assault, Mick, Janine said. Her attacker was... Her kind of tone was, if anything, more painful for Matlock than the Assistant Deputy Commissioner's self-righteous display. She was right. Of course she was. He felt bad for his stupid choice of words and embarrassed that she didn't think he even understood his mistake.
Yes, Janine, I absolutely do know that, but...
And yet,
the Assistant Deputy Commissioner interrupted, almost shouting now,
you just went on the television and told half the population of this country that if they don't want to get murdered, they should steer clear of public parks after dark, because otherwise they'll be in the wrong place